Good evening. You're listening to Phoning It In on KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, KDVS.org. I'm Nadav, and tonight we've got Sharon Van Etten over in Brooklyn. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Really psyched to do this. I haven't seen you since you played at my place in Boston last July.
I know. It's like an anniversary.
Yeah, almost. And it's perfect timing, too, because your album just came out on Greg Weeks' label, right?
Yeah, it's exciting.
Is that
crazy times?
last we spoke, you had a CDR of older stuff that you were working on. Is that what ended up getting put out, or did you record an entirely new set of songs?
Well, it was a little bit of both. The stuff I released before was just home recordings.
Mm-hmm.
So he picked some songs that weren't on that, and I picked some songs that were. So together we came up with something. It has some more harmonies on it, and it's a lot cleaner recording. It's done in his analog studio in Philly.
Oh, cool. So you went down to Hexham Head?
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
Cool. Well, want to try a song?
Sure. This song, I just did a video for it, and it's called For You.
Hey there.
Hi.
It's sounding good. There's some weird static, but I don't think we're going to be able to get rid of it, because are you on a cordless?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, that's why. But it's not...
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's cool. It's not interfering. So can you describe the setting you're in right now? Are you in just the basement of the bar next to the kegs?
Well, it's the basement, but it's a really nice kind of cabin-y feel. They have like a fireplace in the basement with... really nice carpeting and saloon-style feeling wallpaper, and it's all wood ceilings because it's hardwood floors upstairs. It's like, it feels like you're in the woods or something.
Oh, that's cool. Do they host shows there?
Yeah, they have acoustic nights here, like all unplugged, and it gets nice and cozy, and everybody listens, and
yeah.
It's really nice.
Sounds great.
Yeah. It's really nice.
So, do you have any plans to tour now that the album's out?
I'm doing a few dates with this Brooklyn band called Glass Ghost, just in New England. And then I'm hopefully doing a tour up to Chicago in September.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still potential plans for like doing a U.S. tour in the fall, but nothing is confirmed on that yet.
Yeah. Well, cool. Hope you make it all over the place.
It'll be fun if I could.
Yeah. How about some more songs?
Okay. This is a new one. Hold on.
Hey, what was that one called?
That one's called Give Out.
Cool, writing new ones already.
Yeah, I know. It's like I feel like I just put out this other record, but then I have all these new songs, and it's kind of living in the future, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be able to record that one for a while.
Is it kind of an addiction, writing songs?
Well, it's the only thing I can do. So, I don't know. It's how I keep my sanity, I guess. Most of them are total crap, you know. But
well, I guess that's how you practice.
Exactly.
But no, I mean how many self-released, you know, EPs or CDs have you put out?
Well, when I started, I was just doing 5 songs, and I would do handmade, like hand-painted CDs at every show. But I would do a different design and a different set of songs at every show.
Yeah.
So I had probably did like 30 different EPs just for fun. But looking back, there's probably just a lot of bad songs out, like circulating somewhere. But I just did the full-length home recordings myself in the last year, and then so this is my first official album, so it's kind of scary.
Yeah, well, I can't complain about the majority of what I've heard from you.
Oh, well, that's nice. Thank you.
No problem. So I guess I should ask the obligatory interview question: is where are you from? How did you start playing music?
I'm from New Jersey, and I was obsessed with choir. I took different instrumental lessons growing up, but the one thing that I really stuck with was choir. I love standing in the middle of a whole bunch of singers and harmonizing and coming up with different lines. And there was just no better feeling. I didn't really start writing my songs till later, though. I used to want to be on Broadway. My mom would take me to Broadway once a year. We'd go into the city, and just sitting in the audience for some, like that kind of a spectacle is a pretty huge feeling as a kid. I've kind of lived out that dream, though. I don't think I'll ever be on Broadway.
Is it still part of the dream?
I like going to Broadway. Yeah. I don't think I'd ever be on Broadway.
What about an album of covers of choral and show tune classics?
Actually, I have thought of doing that. I just started singing with a couple other girls, and we just, just learning how to harmonize with each other again, because I haven't done that in so long, with recording. I only do harmonies with myself. So
mm-hmm.
The feeling is coming back of wanting to do something like that. I think it would be a lot of fun, actually.
Cool.
But yeah, now I'm just solo in my basement.
or the basement of the Northeast Kingdom, apparently.
Yeah, I guess it's the basement everywhere, apparently. My parents' basement, my basement, or the Northeast Kingdom's basement.
That's right. That's where all my favorite music is recorded.
Yeah?
Yeah. How about another song?
Okay. This is a song. You gave me an idea. This is a song about moving back in with my parents and being okay with it. It's on the new album also. And it's called I Fold. So, hold on. Down. Yeah. It's kind of, I don't know, okay, folk is such a general term, which is why I like it. You know, it's the one I'm quickest to identify with, I guess, you know?
Really, I usually get the opposite reaction from people, that they feel,
oh, really?
That they feel sort of constricted by the term.
Well, I think people think of 60s stuff, you know, but I think the actual idea of folk is that it's for everyone, you know, and it's,
yep.
You know, it's simple, but it, you know, it's emotional too. But I don't know. I like that it's just really general. I think people think specifically, but I don't think it's that way, really, for me anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it can definitely encompass a lot. I also like that I can hear the crowd noise from the bar.
Yeah, it's starting to get rowdy. They have the early bird special with dinner here.
Oh.
Yeah, some home cooking food.
I forgot for a second that you were 3 hours ahead, and I thought, man, early bird at 4:30. Of course, it's 7:30 where you are.
It's 7:30 here. Yeah. But yeah, they have really good food here. It's really, really dangerous for me to be so close to here.
Yeah. Yeah, what's living in Bushwick like? My only impression is I went to an art event there a couple years ago and got lost following the train tracks in this huge warehouse district. And that was my only
impression. Oh, you're probably near
Morgan.
Bushwick is kind of interesting. It's split between warehouses on, like, it's like a few stops on the L train. Well, there's two trains, but it's, you know, it's just east of Williamsburg, and it's still kind of industrial in one area and then very neighborhood in another. there's a lot of working class, mostly working class, and like I live in an apartment building, and it's mostly families, you know, mostly Hispanic descent, and then you know, so it's a new influx, and there's I like that there's not too like there's not too many things happening as far as like the new wave of people coming in, but it's happening. It's slowly happening. There's a health store nearby. There's a couple of like venues. There's a bunch of galleries and screen printing space, like places nearby. But you know, there's only like two bars that I hang out in my neighborhood. And I don't know. I kind of like it because it's quiet, but it's still like you know, there's like prostitutes in my neighborhood and stuff like that. You know, like that comes with most of New York. You know.
Yeah.
So it's still real, and it's not entirely safe, but it's real to me, and it feels like a neighborhood.
Yeah, is there a community of, sort of a community of people there making music, or do you have to go elsewhere in New York for that?
Well, no, I mean, it's kind of, it's all over, yeah. There's some great musicians out here. There's a really supportive group of people here. I mean, you know, there's visual artists and musical artists, and you know, people come out to everybody else's shows, and they started organizing this once a year event called Bushwick Open Studios, where everyone's homes are open and everyone's galleries are open and everyone's places of businesses are open, and there's just special events going on for the whole weekend. I don't know, like it's really nice. I mean, it's not going to be as much as you go to Williamsburg or the East Village, but just like anywhere, if the, you know, if people create their own communities, and we definitely have some people that head it off more than others, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it looks like we've got time for about two more songs if you want to do those back to back.
Okay.
If that's all right.
Yeah, sure. I guess I'll, let's see. Okay, okay, I'll just get to it. Okay, thank you.
Hey there.
Hi.
Good timing. Well, thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, thank you so much, Nadav. I'm glad it finally happened.
Yeah, me too. Congrats again on the new album, and hope to see you in California.
Yeah, sometime. I hope to see you soon again.
Hang on. Stay on the line for just a second.
Okay.
You've been listening to Sharon Van Etten on Phoning It In on KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, kdvs.org. Check her out at SharonVanEtten.com or MySpace.com/SharonVanEtten and look for that new album on Language of Stone Records. And check us out at PhoningItIn.net where you can download this and all other Phoning It In shows and MySpace.com/PhoningItIn. Thanks and good night.